Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're staying with me. Welcome aboard. Just tuned in. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. We've got our good friend Don Wilson with us right now. Don is the president and CEO of the Association of Small Business Development Centers, ASBDC. It's the national group that covers that clucks over and manages the larger affairs of all those wonderful small business development centers across the country. I think we got something under a million of those across the country. I'll get Don to give us the exact number in just a minute. He's our good friend. We just spent several days with Don Wilson and Donna Edinson, his right-hand person. And Don Wilson, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. It's always a thrill to be asked to be back.
It's good to have you here. It's good to see you this week.
Absolutely. Hasn't this been a fantastic week? National Small Business Week is proclaimed by the President of the United States.
How much fun did we have?
Well, I told Administrator Preston and others that I think this was the best one that I've been to since 2003. Meeting the Small Business Award winners, various organizations and corporations who help and assist small business, it was just terrific.
You know,
and congratulations to you, may I say, on being chosen to be MC for the Gala Awards banquet on Wednesday night. What a great job you did.
Well, I appreciate that. It was fun. Well, that was a fun event. I really enjoyed that. Of course, all the SBA folks who are in the audience, plus the winners, the champions, all those SBA folks, I see them every year, as you do.
Right.
And the winners rotate in and out. It's a different group of small business owners every year. But the SBA folks, you know, they get to see you and me every year, and it's just so much fun to be around them and to build the friendships with them. And you know, I've been doing this a long time. You've been doing it longer than I have, working with the SBA, and it's just a great group of people. And, you know, Don, the one thing that happened, as you know, because you were there, was on Wednesday, we got invited, a number of us got invited to the White House for a briefing. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think this is the first year that I can ever recall that occurring, and certainly my 10 years.
It happened in 2002.
Okay, I wasn't there. I don't know where I was on that one. But, you know, to have the President of the United States invite your Small Business Award winners and others to come to the White House to speak to them in a very, very personal way about the importance of small business to the economy, to host a reception for them, to allow them to walk around those remarkable historical rooms, you know, where so many important decisions affecting our economy and our nation have been made. And talking to the Small Business Award winners, both going over to the White House and coming back on the bus, they were so excited, so thrilled, so appreciative. I talked to a number of their children. It was just an extraordinary event, and I know I was extremely grateful to Administrator Preston and the White House and the President for making that happen.
That was a wonderful thing. By the way, I misspoke on the year. It was 2001 was the last time that happened. But the thing that we did not have last time that we had this time was a reception afterwards. After the President spoke to the group, we had a wonderful reception. As you say, we were able to kind of wander around in the central part of the non-business end of the White House, and it was just magnificent.
Well, you know, to be received in the East Room of the White House for a major presentation by the President, and then to actually go into the state dining room for a reception.
And eat some of his food.
Well, you know, I was told by a couple of the staff at the White House that the menu was personally selected by the First Lady, Laura Bush. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, I think W would have had us some barbecue and maybe some quesadillas or something. But I think the ladies. The First Lady is a little more refined than that, but it was really good food. Don, let's talk about your group. I said there was something under a million.
Well, I wish we had that many. What we have is 1,000 service centers nationwide, Jim.
1,000
with about 4,000 very experienced, highly trained business consultants whose services to any small business or aspiring small business is free. And, you know, we saw the results of those consultations this week. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the National Small Business Person of the Year, the runner-up Small Business Person of the Year, first runner-up, and the second runner-up were all three SBDC clients.
I knew about two of them. I didn't know that Sean was the winner.
Yes, Sean the winner is a client of the Virginia SBDC.
He was on the show. He was on the show Wednesday.
And you know, we are so proud of them.
Congratulations.
You know, and this is what it is. These are folks who come and are looking for advice and consultation and tools, and whether it's marketing, whether it's finance, whether it's human resources, whether it's international trade, technology, valuing a business for buying or selling, all of these resources and knowledge are available at our centers at absolutely no cost. And in addition to that, we have at-cost training where we train nearly 400,000 small businesses a year.
Well, and yeah, that's right, folks. Hundreds of thousands of small business owners get some training, some consulting, some help, helping them get loans from banks, bringing in the SBA loan guarantees when that's necessary, helping. You know, that's a huge service right there, Don. A lot of banks won't take the extra effort to say, you know, when they say, I can't loan you any money because you don't have the right circumstances, a lot of times they won't say, why don't we look at the SBA? And most small business owners don't know to ask that question. If you connect up with an SBDC person, that's second nature to them, isn't it?
Jim, absolutely, because you see, all of our people have worked for years with both the regular commercial loans and all the loan products of the SBA. And in fact, in 2006, we helped our clients get $3.4 billion in financing.
Wow. Give us that website quickly.
Absolutely.
No. Give us the website.
www.asbdc-us.org.
All right, check that out, folks. We'll give it out again in a few minutes. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
No, no. When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. They're the Drifters, by the way. Take us back a little bit. Don Wilson remembers that music. Don is our good friend, the president and CEO of the Association of Small Business Development Centers. That's asbdc-us.org. Right, Don?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, folks, here's why I want you to go to that website. Not only do they have a lot of good resources there, but the most important resource there is the map. It's a map, right?
There's a map. And also now, right on the right-hand side, you can put in your zip code, Jim, and it will tell you the three or four closest SBDCs and the mileage to where your zip code is.
There is no excuse, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a small business owner and you need some help, and you don't have to be in trouble. Maybe you just need some advice. You need a little bit of help, somebody to give you a little bit of a perspective. Maybe you need somebody to be kind of an informal board member or something. If you want to be a business owner, there's no excuse for you not to have the kind of power. And I've met these folks all over the country. I've been in their buildings. I've worked with them on a number of different levels. I've met with them at your national convention. Don, you've got the most dedicated people serving small business owners that I have ever met. These people really, really care about the people like you out there listening to the show. They care about you. Don, and I want to congratulate you on having such wonderful people. But Don, there's one thing I want to point out. When I started doing my show, 50% of businesses failed in 5 years.
Absolutely.
The most recent Dun & Bradstreet report showed that 50% are failing in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in business obituaries, Don. That's unacceptable. But I believe that if more people would go to that map you talked about, put in their zip code, and take action on that, I believe we could fix that. I believe we could turn that around.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of studies done. The Dun & Bradstreet folks did a study of the New York SBDC, and the failure rate for our clients is just dramatically lower than the national average.
Yeah, I believe.
For example, Jim, in 2005, 2006, the sales growth of our clients was nearly 19%. The average small business was just a little over 6%. That's mm-hmm. three times the average sales growth for the mm-hmm. people who received our consultation and help and training.
Well, you know, people ask me why I define my audience at 100 employees or less. and really, you know, closer to the 50 employees or less.
Sure, and of course, and that's our sweet spot.
Exactly, and I tell them because those are the people who are not likely to be able to afford a high-powered national, international consulting firm to help them.
That's right.
But folks, you've got. Let me. You know, one thing, Don. As I've gotten to know your people over the last 4 or 5 years, a lot more than I ever did, and I know some of them personally. I know some very well.
Well, you have that great opportunity to be at the conference the last few years, and of course, you've met. I know Wendy Cagle from North Carolina, the North Carolina Small Business Person of the Year, and Wendy Cagle, one of the consultants, was up.
Right.
And I had a great visit with her at the White House.
Yep. But the thing about it, every person I've met, Don. Every one of them could go get a better job somewhere else if they wanted to.
Well, you know, so many
of these are serial entrepreneurs
who have had numerous businesses themselves and sold them, and you know, they've been successful at what they did, and now they want to give back.
That's exactly what's happening. Folks, I meet these people. They're so smart, and I say, and I think, well, why are you here? And then after I talk to them a while, I don't ask that question anymore. I know why they're here, because they want to give back. They care about what you're doing, and I really encourage you to do that. To check with these folks and let them help you. And I want to remind you that what they provide you is free. Now, the training, Don, they charge a nominal fee for that just to replace the cost.
That is correct. I mean, obviously, the materials that we hand out so often, you know, we'll take a break and have refreshments. You know, you're in a three-hour training course and you take refreshments, those little things. We have to charge for that.
Give us an example
just to recoup those costs.
Quickly tick off some of the training programs that are available. I know
you have training on how to use computers. You know, probably close to half of small businesses are still not using computers, and we will train them on that. We'll train them how to use various types of software, financial accounting software. We will train them in terms of procurement. The largest person who buys products and services is the federal government and state governments, and people are always trying to figure out how do I buy and sell to the federal government, and there's a process there. Our people are experts in that. International trade. You've got 97% of exporters now, Jim, as you well know, are small businesses, and more are wanting to sell abroad.
Do you understand that process and how
to deal with foreign governments and their rules?
Do you guys coordinate with the Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce? They do.
Oh, absolutely. The export import people, commercial services.
I talk about that all the time.
All of those people we work very carefully with.
Folks, if you're a small business owner,
also procurement technical assistance centers. We host many of those, and if we're not hosting them, we interact with them.
I got to wrap it up, Don. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll
see
you next time.
Thank you, and it's been great being with you in Devana all this week.
Look forward
to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Got to go.
Absolutely.
I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.